You've only touched on Schnabel's qualities as a man. Could you tell us a little more of what he was really like personally?
He was an extremely modest man. Contrary to the impression he seems to have made on so many people.
Yes.
Especially modest about his piano playing. I don't think I ever heard him talk about his own playing. Certainly not about any successes he may have had, however triumphant. He was of a philosophical turn of mind, and he could deal semi-humorously with almost any situation, however unfavourable to himself. Again, it was his innate modesty which determined him to spend the best part of his life with only the greatest composers. Those composers, such as Beethoven, Schubert, Mozart, and so on, whose music would always remain, as he liked to put it, better than it could be played. On no other level would a life of piano playing have attracted him at all. As for his other interests, the one best known to most people was, of course, his politics. Those long harangues with their left-wing slant in the direction of, I suppose you'd call it, a kind of communism. They invariably preceded a private lesson, sometimes for as long as 1 or 2 hours.
Didn't know that.
Oh, yes, indeed. And until his wife entered the room, I remember on one occasion, to remind him that Clifford had come for a piano lesson. But after a number of trips to Russia, he became so disillusioned that he stopped going there. But it's only fair to say that he was equally repelled by those aspects of democracy which he thought didn't work. He was against all extremes, especially in the matter of worldly possessions. He could be very derisive indeed about those who had too many of them. Mm. I think he liked to consider himself as being a sort of combination of an anarchist and an aristocrat, if you can imagine that.
Nice combination.
Yes. Whereas, of course, really, he was just a marvellous musician and pianist. None of his political views affected in the least my deep personal affection for the man, who had revealed musical horizons far beyond what I could have possibly imagined without him.